Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katukituki, kebakasa rongodana domongo en dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanavaka vitalanga vatike yao kokoa. Sa vakambula, veikinda vake tiko veikemni na vaka rongumai, ena yadhe ni ngoni turango chisu. Yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha simbera vakandoni veisau. Na yadha ngo kwe suli tiko na dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra maina matakango. Visureti tiko eni ena prokoramu vakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All the way from Fiji, in Kasese, I take this time to greet you. If you're listening to radio or internet, FM Planet, I take this time to welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus. So wonderful to be here in the seawall here in Suva, in Fiji, sharing with you the gospel. Those of you that are going through a rough time of this life, I take this time to welcome you in the name of Jesus. For those of you that are going through issues and mountains, I believe that the gospel is the answer to the things that you're going through right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome you to this program. If you are listening from Central Auckland, South Auckland, or if you are listening from any parts of the world, through the internet radio, I welcome you in the name of Jesus. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God. It brings salvation to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. I believe this is what Paul was challenging the people in Rome when they were going through hard times, persecution, the negative, and a lot of condemnation. And he was challenging the people. The power of God is in the gospel. It is the gospel. There's the power of God. And we can have a good house, having a good job. Maybe we have money and wealth. But the gospel demonstrates the power of God. Because whatever wealth, whatever money cannot do, the gospel can do it. There's a lot of changes in people's life, not because of the money that they receive, not because of the promotion that they have. No, it is because of the gospel. And that's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And I can ask you today, are you ashamed of the gospel? Can you talk about the gospel? Can you preach about the gospel? Can you share the gospel in your workplace, in your community, on the streets? Because the power of God is in the gospel. If you want to talk about the power of God, it is in the gospel. The Bible says it is the gospel that changes the people. It changes the world, it changes the community. In the history of Fiji, this is one of the worst cannibalism in the world, the country, the nation. And the gospel landed in our nation. And I believe most of the nation in the world were not changed by development. They were not changed because of the wealth that they have. They were changed because of the gospel. When Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God. It brings salvation to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. See? So when we talk about the power of God, when we want to share the power of God. It's in the gospel. And I believe that if you want to change, if you want things to happen in your life, if you think that you're going through hard times, situation that you have to go through, the power of doing that is in the gospel. It is in the gospel. That's why Paul wrote it to the people in Rome. And imagine Rome at that time, the persecution, the condemnation, throwing Christians into prisons or to face gladiators or wild animals. And Paul is saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'll continue to share. I'll continue to see it. I'll continue to preach. I'll continue to talk about it because it is the power of God. And that is something that we have to take it this morning. The situation that we're going through. Power of the gospel can handle that situation. Financial situation. Marriage problem. Going through hard times with your children. Maybe it's a community in New Zealand now, especially in Auckland, that you're going through hard times because of the culture shock. Maybe something that you're going through in this life. I suggest to you the power of the gospel. Because the power of the gospel transforms people's life. It can change people's life. Not change it to worse. It always change to better. Change it to good. Because the power of God demonstrates in the gospel. See, when we talk about the gospel, then you're talking about the miracles. You're talking about some changes in people's life. So it is the gospel that brings salvation. Salvation, that means life. It brings salvation first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I tell you, rest assured, my friend, you are rest assured that the power of the things that to come, it is in the gospel. And when we go through situation, when we go through condemnation, when we go through problems in our life, remember the power of God is in the gospel. It is the time that we come into people's life trying to talk about the goodness, bring the goodness, change life into people. We can do it in any other form. We can do it in any other way. But we can do it in the power of the gospel. I've gone through a lot of rough young men that they cannot change. People cannot change. But when the gospel comes in, when we talk about the gospel, when we preach, when we share the gospel, immediately move in people's lives. They move in people's life. They change people's life. And I believe that it can happen to anyone. It can happen to you when you are listening this morning. It can happen to your son. It can happen to your daughter. The power of God is in the gospel. It's so powerful. When you change, when you share, when you preach, when you talk about the gospel, it changes people's lives. It can change it. Regardless of the situation that they're going through, the gospel can change people's life, nothing else. Not going to university, not attaining degree or master's. It is the gospel that changed people's life. I was a smoker. I was a drunkard. I was a person that was not good. It is the gospel that changed my life. Not because I go to university, not because I attain a degree, not because of my education. It is the gospel that changes my life. It is the gospel that clothes me with humility and humbleness. It is the gospel, the power of the gospel that changes my life. So when I'm sharing the power of the gospel, I want to challenge somebody that you are listening, maybe from your car, from the comfort of your home, and you're trying to change for better, change to good. You want to change in your life, in your family, maybe your children, your marriage. I want to tell you today, the power of the gospel that can be preached to you, or maybe this morning when you're listening to this service, sermon or this preaching all the way from Fiji. Hallelujah. And as I stand here looking south towards New Zealand from the capital of Fiji, which is Suva, and I believe that God can use my preaching, my voice, what I'm sharing now, to somebody that you think that you cannot change. You try everything. You try every formula. You try every recipe of this life, and it's all fail. I want to tell you today that the gospel can change you, that the gospel can bring salvation to you, to your family, because there's power in the gospel. When Jesus was preaching, a lot of people changed. No, they were religious people. People that they know God, they always go and worship God. But there was no change in their life. When Jesus was sharing the gospel, talking about the gospel, then a lot of people changes. Thousands of people, they follow him. And that is the power of the gospel. And the people say, how come you are different? You're very different from the people around. You're very different from those that share the gospel. A lot of people share the gospel, but the way that you share it is so different. They said, you share the gospel with authority and power. Because he is the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you're talking about the power of God. Hallelujah. And that's why people, they change when they hear the gospel. When they hear the gospel, and the gospel is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the gospel. We are not changed because we go to church every day. We are changed because of the power of Jesus Christ. The power of Christ in you that changes you. Not because you know the word. Not because you go to church. Not because you belong to a denomination. No. We are changed because of the gospel. There's power in the gospel. And that is what we need in the world today. We need Jesus Christ to be preached, to be shared among the people. Because the power of Jesus Christ that brings changes into our life. And maybe I'm speaking to somebody that you've been trying to live a good life, to live a changed life. You want to change your life. There's a moment you can't do it because there's no Jesus Christ in you. It's Jesus Christ is the gospel. Hallelujah. He is the gospel that can bring changes into somebody's life. So when we talk about Jesus, we are talking about the gospel. Jesus is the gospel. Hallelujah. So when you talk about Jesus, you are talking about the power of God. Hallelujah. The more you learn, the more you share, the more you preach, the more you talk about Jesus, you are talking about the power of God. It is the name of Jesus that the lame can stand up. It is the name of Jesus that sickness can depart. Healing happened, miracle happened because of Jesus. Because Jesus is the gospel, that's why the power happens. Hallelujah. And when you talk about Jesus, miracle will happen because Jesus is the power of God. Salvation to people. A change of people's lifestyle because of the gospel. Because we talk about Jesus. Jesus comes into our life and take over and take control. Paul said, it's no longer me that lives, but Christ that lives in me. So when Paul was talking about the power of God, talking to leaders in those days, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, he was operating in a different sphere altogether, dimension altogether, in a different realm altogether. Why? Because he has the power to do it. You know, so many times that we think that we can change people through education, or maybe because that we have. But I tell you, my friend, all the system of this world fail. There is no system, there's no recipe, there's no formula in this life that proven successful. No. The only thing that has been proven beyond doubt, beyond reasonable doubt, that the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings salvation to people, changes to people. People change because of the power of the gospel. When we talk about Jesus, when we share about Jesus Christ, I tell you, my friend, it brings power to our conversation. When I'm sharing on the radio like this, whether I preach in Fiji, or maybe I preach on the radio, maybe I preach on the television, hallelujah, it brings power. People listening, they feel there's a vibrant power. Not because of my voice, not because of who I am, because I'm talking about the gospel. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they change just because they listen to the radio program. We have a program in Fiji, which is a miracle breakfast. We call it a miracle breakfast, 5 o'clock every morning. Then I preach on the radio in Fiji. Wherever I go, people will mention, oh, we love. It's so effective. It's so powerful. It's so anointing. We really love the word of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm talking about Jesus. And you can be listening from Auckland, in your home, in your car, in your workplace. You feel there's a power that is coming. There's a fire of God that is coming through the speaker or your radio or your internet, your computer or your telephone. I want to tell you today, because that is the power of God, because I'm talking about the gospel. And the more you're talking about the gospel, and the more power that you have, hallelujah. And there's no demon from hell, hallelujah. There's no demon from death that can become your barrier, because you are talking about the gospel. And I want to challenge your life, my friend, that you are listening today, and maybe you're going through hard times of your life. Oh, you need to believe that the power that you are searching for to handle the situation that you're in right now, nobody else can share with you the power of God. It's the gospel. Just listen to the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel is talking about Jesus Christ. So when I'm sharing from Fiji the gospel of Jesus Christ, the story of Jesus, then you need to surrender. You accept Jesus as your personal Savior. That is the gospel. The gospel is receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you believe that He is the Lord. The Bible says, for those that believe that Jesus is Lord, they will receive salvation. And that nothing else can give the salvation to you. Nobody else can give the salvation to you. You cannot receive any other salvation. The salvation is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want to challenge our life today. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the gospel, it is the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God. And as the sun rises, the horizon, as I can see, a big red sun coming up the horizon. Hallelujah. From where I'm standing right now, that is the power of God, the gospel. It was the story of Jesus Christ that becomes the creator of this world. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything that was created through the Word. See, the creation was from the power of the gospel. And who is the gospel? The gospel is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So it is the gospel. When we talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we talk about Jesus, when we talk about Him, when we talk about the name Jesus, the Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So I want to challenge those of you that are listening this morning. I want to challenge your life. You want the power of God to be with you every day. You want the power of God to lead you every day. You want the power of God to take a step in you every day. You want the power of God to bring miracles to you every day. The gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. when I go around in Fiji to evangelize, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you see the changes in young people who smoke marijuana, sniff glue, the drunkards, all those people change. Not because of education system, it's just preaching of the gospel, just sharing of the gospel. So when I share the gospel, I see people's life change. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody's been monitored by the police, or maybe people rejected him or her. People are rejected because of their behavior. But the gospel brings changes to people's life. And only the gospel can change you this morning. So I want to challenge your life, brothers and sisters, that you are listening this morning. Internet radio, or in your car, or in your home, the power of God brings changes into people's life. And the power of God is transmitted through the gospel. When you share, when you talk about the name Jesus, you are transmitting the power of God. And when you transmit the power of God, bring salvation. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want to challenge anybody that you are listening to me. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That is the gospel. That is the power of God. It brings salvation. First to the Jews, and then to the Gentiles. Maybe you're listening and you're going through hard times, marriage problem, or maybe you have the problem of alcoholic, or maybe you're a smoker, and you can't leave marijuana, you can't leave drugs, you can't leave whatever you're going through, adultery, fornication. You've been trying to live all these things, this ungodly behavior. You're trying to live it and you can't. You leave it for maybe a month and you do it again. You leave it for maybe 2 months, 3 months, and you take it again. I want to tell you today, the power of God is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bring salvation first to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Try it this morning. Try it today. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because that is the gospel. The gospel is all in Jesus. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is the gospel. So receive the gospel this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. Thank you that I can share the gospel, which is you, Jesus, to people's lives that they are listening this morning. And I thank you, Father God, that the changes that they want is brought about by receiving you as their personal Savior. And we thank you for this opportunity to share the gospel all the way from Fiji, through the radio in Auckland. And we thank you, Father God, the fire, the power, and the changes that will be impacting people's life wherever they are. It changes people. It changes the way they look at things. It brings salvation to them. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God. The power of God is in the gospel. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. So, brothers and sisters, those of you that are listening through the internet radio and the radio, we take this time to thank you. Remember, call the studio and try to find out our pastors in Auckland. They can assist you in your walk with God. They can assist you in knowing more about Jesus Christ. And if not, you can go to Souls to Jesus Facebook page or New Methodist Christian Fellowship Facebook page. You'll see a lot of teaching, a lot of preaching, a lot of sharing in that page, and can encourage you and assist you in whatever your walk, your spiritual walk with God. So from Suva, the capital of Fiji, I say, Bulabinaka, God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Famatan da maruta watana wasni kalu da mai bulmodi chikina nam tabena ni kuwa mai buana sungsung kalotu ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship e nam tabena sing ni kuwa tal talanga se atu nei se bolone nam tabena ni sing ni kuwa na wasni kalu kausar tu mai viti e nam tabena ni sing ni ndai me mai rongoti ko yo kala ndin mata bina ni kuwa baleta na kalu e ka woiti ko mata ni sing din tai kina be bulan dua e warong tu mai na mata bina ni kuwa bulan ni luwi viti endo sama i bagati ko tu ko yo toron mata ni sing din tai awong bota ni ka woiti ko na kalu na mata bina ni sing ni kuwa ka mai rong rotal tu kina na bosa ni kalu na mata bina ni kuwa mai wana ngasilevu ni sungu sungu lotu ni Methodist Christian Fellowship ena mataka ni singi nindai kabombota ni mbolei kina na nonda mbula ena mataka bina ni singi kuwa ni nakoku ni kalou e kotonga na kospeli ena mataka ni singi nindai kabombota na mataka bina ni kuwa sa mbolei na nonda mbula mbula baka talatala song song lo tu tabani bingkara bikinan mata ni singin dindai bola ni dobu nau se bola ni tamata bo gambauta song song lo tu tabanga enta lewan dan mata ni singin dindai bo bot ni bola ina non dan bola ena mata bina ni sini ko ni koko ni kaloi ko tonga na kospeli ni mata ni singin dindai kala ni singin ni ko ndona kana lengga taratu nan dobu nua siangan mai vitinga ni silendin mata ni singin dai non rombola ni tambangoni kabor ni mata bobale na vi lenga etara tu non da mbula na singa bina ni kuwa na tambangoni na mata ni singin dai kasa mbuli kina ndo rombola na mata bina ni kuwa vi kendaru na tamata lotu vi kendaru ndaru baka tukai kendaru ni ndaru baka mbao tenunga ni toronga Jesu Kristo chiko vi kendaru na iwali nili angai baka sangkara tu urubura na singin dintai. Baka rongo chukun na mataka bina ni kuwa na bosa ni kalou mai buwa na ngasilebu ni songo songo lotu na mataka ni singin dintai. Na bule siang rani viso taka na bulan tamata. Na koroi siang rani viso taka na bulan tamata. Nto na bulan mateni, bulan ni Vitalia, ni na bulan wala wala thai. Bisu gitu gina na bulan mataka ni singin dintai. Erangan ni viso takan ng bulan na matakan ni sinu kuwa na kosipeli ni wani turang at Jesus Kristo. Sa akin ni malambale pa yung kain matabi na ni kuwa na iwali ni lengka. Iburubura na singa bina ni kuwa itubi ko itubi yung na matakan ni sinin tayo. Sa ang bulay kinan ng bulan na matabi na ni kuwa minta ka ako ni manduwa taka na itukutubi na ni wani turang at Jesus Kristo na matakan ni sinin tayo. Kasa ang bulay kinan ng darong bulan minta ro nduri ba kokowa nduri ndo mintaro wasea na kosipeli ni ngwani turanga Jesus Kristo na buna ndorum bulo bulikina na buna ndorum pingkara bikina bala tara ni kautay ni nabi isaw na mataka ni singin dinday kani ngandrebo nga mo ni nabi tarataramay ngandrebo mo ni nabi masulaki se ngandrebo mo ni bukei na mataka ni singin kuwa bulo bayalo se dapo nga ni lakotoro matura ni ngayi tarataramay na nambang ko na mataka ni kuwa saiba rua rua tolu lima ba, walu, dua bituono, na ngay bitar-tar nga may bitar-tar nga si Sefa wang kabakatonga, kasyangan na ngay bitar-tar may na namba saiba ruang dua, dua ruang tolu, ono, dua walu bitu, bitar-tar may bitar-tar nga si Kemueli Rabunakana, kay tunan umani ngangandre eso na matabi na ni kuwa ngandre mo lebi masulaki siya na ngangandre tapungan ni binakata era ni kito ng ngulayani lebi bu kipikim ni matabi ni singin dinday kasa ngol talchungan na visurite na matabi na ni kuwa doti na kumbayin nga ni songsonggulotu e na bulonggo na badur ito may rotorua na bunongay na panggarabikina Millennium Hotel e na ikarosa volkatolu ni bulong Disemba ni tibuti nga na wal na kaloko e na mataka kaya uniti ko walita na puno roturuan matani sinindai sa ngalito yung nabisuret siya nito na puno ning walikina karusapul katol ni singa ni bulongo ni sa suret yung damay bito ko ni bata yung damay garaba na kalong at ni karusapul katol ni singa ni bulong Disemba sa may tumbag kenta ko kosto ka nangunan matani ko may adabin ng gabi sotari yung domotali na madha ko tumay may ngayon ang tabat ito na lalaman ni kalong na singa nindai
be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.